Today's daf is Bechoyres Daf Lamed Dalet. We are four lines from the top of Daf Lamed Dalet Amid Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shleima for Shlomo Ben Sora Alisa. So we're in the middle of a Cheshbon. Mishnah and Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis discussed a Bechoyr that was Achsoy Dam. The doctors said that it has too much blood. And as a result, the Bechoyr is in a Matzav of Sakana. What we need to do to heal this bechor is to remove some dam. And there was a machlikis tanaim, whether it's okay to remove dam of an animal. What would be the tzad not to? Because by being makis dam, there's a good chance that you're going to give the animal a mum. And there's an isser in the Torah, it says, kol mum lo yiyaba, you're not allowed to be matal mum bekachim. Bechor, which is a type of kachim, obviously is an animal in which you're not allowed to be matal mum. Stating that, the Mishnah brought three shittas, the Braisa elaborated on it, and the Braisa was really four shittas. What exactly are you supposed to do? The first shittah was Rameir. Rameir said, yak is dam, but you should make sure that you don't make a mum. The Chachamim said, yak is dam, and it's okay. If a mum comes about, that's going to be fine. Meaning, according to Rameir, you have to do that kazas dam in a body part where it's impossible for there to be a mum. According to the Chachamim, you don't have to be so careful. Meaning, don't be mechaven to be matal mum, but you could be makis dam wherever you want, and if a mum comes about, then so be it. The third sheet was Rabbi Yehuda, who said, lo yakis dam klal. And the Gemara said that it could be this machlokes tanam is really totally in another machlokes tanam. A machlokes tanam, which at first glance has absolutely, positively nothing to do with the sugya here in Masechtas Bechoyres. Sugya that the Gemara shtaltsu is a Mishnah Masechtas Trumas. The Mishnah was talking about a chavish shel truma shenoylat basafik tam. So you have truma, where now you have a suffix whether it's tameh or not. And there too, there was a big debate amongst the tanon whether or not you have to be careful to make sure that this truma moving forward is not going to be tameh. Now, ordinarily, there's a mitzvah saseh d'oraisa to protect truma. The pasuk says, "Vayidaber Hashem el Aharon, v'ani hinei nosati l'cha es mishmeres trumoisai." Now, everybody knows the end of that pasuk. "V'chol kotshe b'nei Yisrael l'cha nosatim l'moshcha ulevanecha l'cha goyim." But the emphasis for today's sugya is the beginning of the pasuk, where the pasuk says, "Hine nosati l'cha es mishmeres trumoisai." Mishmeres is miloshin shmira, trumoisai is miloshin truma. And you see from here that it's important to watch your truma. Watch it from what? To make sure that it doesn't become tummy. But over here, the truma was anyways safik tummy. So the tanoim discussed, do you have the halacha of mishmeres trumoisai over here or not? And there too, it was three shittas. Rabbi Eliezer's shita was, yeah, you have to protect it. Being that it's only a suffix, maybe it's tameh, but at the same time, maybe it's tar. On the side it's tar, there's a mitzvah of mishmeres trumoisa, you have an obligation to watch it. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you don't have to be so careful. And finally, Rabbi Gamliel said that lo yaseh davar, he said that you could abstain, you don't have to do anything. And the Gemara somehow thought that the machlokes tanam in our Mishnah is totally in the machlokes tanam in that Mishnah in Masechtas Trumas. And the Gemara rejected that based on two premises. Number one, in Svara, the Gemara had Svaras, why maybe Rameya holds like Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim hold like Rabbi Gamliel. The Gemara worked out all the different permutations where it's not muchach that these two machloikesin have anything to do with each other. And the Gemara said that it could be really the two machloikesin are all based on psukim, and if they're based on psukim, then they certainly have nothing to do with each other. What would be the psukim? So the first part of this cheshbon, what we saw in the end of yesterday's daf, was the Gemara explained why the machlokes Rameir, Chachamim, and Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah would be based on how to darshan a pasuk in the Torah, specifically the pasuk that says kol mum lo yiyabai. And now we're up to the second part of this, meaning that the machlokes Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Gamliel, how exactly you need to watch, or do you have to watch truma that you have a suffix, whether it's tameh or not, is really totally in had a darshan a pasuk. Says the Gemara, Hachab Krayi Pligi, Dam Rabbi Damashmuel, V'chenam Reish Lachish, V'chenam Rab Nachman, Amar Rabbi Ravu. The pasuk says, the pasuk we just quoted, V'ani hinei nasati l'cha es mishmeres trumoisai. Rabbi Eliezer, Sava Rabbi Eliezer says, trumoisai is a lashon rab. Shtei trumas agazim etaber. Achas truma tahayra, v'achas truma tluya. What's the two trumas? Truma tahayra. And truma tluya, truma, we have a suffix whether it's tar or tameh. V'am rachmana, avid lashimur. The way Rabbi Eliezer understands the pasuk, Trumoisai Lashin Rabim, the second Truma is Truma that you have a suffix maybe Tameh, and the Torah says Mishmeres, clearly there's a Chiyuv, a regular mitzvah Saseh Doiraisa, to watch even Truma where you have a suffix, it may be Tameh. Thus Rabbi Eliezer Shita. If you have a Chavishal Truma Shenoilat Ba Suffix Toma, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, you have to be careful. Why? Because the same Mishmeres Trumoisa you have for your regular conventional Truma Tahira, you have for Truma Tluya. Truma where there's a suffix, maybe it's tahar, or maybe it's really tummy. Rabbi Yeshua says, Trumasik Siv. He told Rabbi Eliezer, it's true. The way the Balkaira reads it in Shul is Trumoisai, which is a Lashon Rabbis. It sounds like the Torah is talking about two types of Trumas. But the way it's written in the Pasuk is Trumasi. Meaning, if we wouldn't have this Mesaira of how to read the word, you would for sure think that the way the word is supposed to be read is trumasi, meaning the ksiv of the word is trumasi. It happens to be that the way you're supposed to read it is not trumasi, but trumasai. And there's a very big nafka mina lalacha. Trumasi is a lashon yachid. Trumasai is a lashon rabbin. So Rabbi Yeshua told Rabbi Eliezer that why are you assuming that the way to darshan the pasuk, the way to extract the halacha from this pasuk, is based on the way it's pronounced, which is Trumasai, Lashon Rabim, thus will be married, but even Trumatluya. I think from a halachic standpoint, you look at it based on the way it's written. And based on the way it's written, is Trumasai is a Lashon Yachid, so it's only one Truma that's Vadai Tahar, you have this halacha. But as it relates to Truma that you have a Safik, maybe Tahar, maybe Tameh, you're not going to have this halacha, says the Gemara. Lememrad Rabbi Eliezer Savar Yeshem Lemikra, meaning this Shaila between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, should you darshan it based on the way it's pronounced, Trumasai, or should you darshan it based on the way it's written, Trumasai, is really an age-old Shaila. It's one of the biggest machlokesin amongst the Tanaim in the entire Shas. And that is Yeshem Lemikra or Yeshem Lemesiris. Yeshem Lemikra means, aim, literally means mother. But in this context, that means primacy. Do we give primacy to the Mikra when there's a contradiction in Mashmois between the way the word is written and the way the word is pronounced? Is Yeshem le Mikra, do we go Basa the Kri? Or Yeshem le Mesiris? Do we go based on, Mesiris here means the way it's written? Some hold Yeshem le Mikra, others hold Yeshem le Mesiris. At first glance, it would seem that this machloik is over here between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Is do you hold Yeshem le Mikra, Yeshem le Mesiris? Rabbi Eliezer says, Trumasai, that's the Mikra, Yeshem le Mikra. Rabbi Yeshua says, Trumasi, that's the Mesiris, Yeshem le Mesiris. But if that's the case, it comes out in Cheshvin, the Rabbi Eliezer Shita is, Yeshem le Mikra, says the Gemara. Is that true? Ramini, I'll ask you a kasha. It says in the Torah, Bevigdai Ba. Now, the context of that pasuk is Imra be'ini adoneh ashalo yado vehefta la'amnachri lo yimsho lemachra bevigdoi ba. So it's a little bit of a complicated pasuk, and in fact, there's a machlokes tanom as we're about to see. Pashup shat, what exactly that pasuk means. But the general context is a father sold his son, his daughter, as a shifcha, which is something that he's allowed to do. So she's now an amavriya, and that's something that he has the right to do. Says the Torah that bevigdoi ba. Whatever that means, after that point, he no longer has the right to sell her anymore. So the question is, what was Bevigdai Ba? It sounds a little like when he sold her, he was Bevigdai Ba, and after that point, he would no longer have a right to sell her. Stating that, the Tanon weren't exactly sure how to understand that word. Vermini, I'll ask you a kasha. It says in the Torah, Bevigdai Ba. Again, the significance is that after a father was, quote-unquote, Bevigdai Ba, his daughter, he's not allowed to sell her anymore. Rabbi Akiva says, you know what it means? If a father would sell his daughter back in the day as an Amma of Riyah, the Yid that bought his daughter had a mitzvah to marry this girl. It was what's known as Yid, him, his son, but there was a mitzvah for him to marry her. In the event that he would marry her at that point, if she then later got divorced, the father would no longer have a right to sell her. Because it's a halacha that once a man's daughter, who's a ketana, gets married, the father doesn't have a shus anymore to sell her. And the truth is that if a father would marry off his daughter, not in the context of selling her, and then the one that bought her did yiyud, but generally, a father marries off his daughter, that's a ketana, spiti nasati lishazed, that's something that the Torah gives him a right to do, at that point he wouldn't have a right to sell her anymore. And it's learned out from the word bigdai. Where do you see marriage in Bigdai? Bigdai is Miloshen Beged, Kivan Shepiresh Talisa Yoleh, which is a euphemism for Tashmish Amita. That's Ishus. At that point, he's not allowed to sell her anymore. Devi Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Leza says, Kivan Shebogadba, Shuvene Reshoi Lamoicha. No, Bigdai over here is not Miloshen Beged, has nothing to do with marriage. But you know what Bigdai over here means? It's Miloshen Beged. He rebelled in her. He violated his trust in his daughter. He went ahead and he sold her. And it's once a father sells his daughter, they do a marriage. Didn't have to be yield. And if a father would marry off his daughter, he wouldn't have this halach. It's not totally in beged, marriage, but it's totally in bogged in the fact that he went ahead and sold her. Now, the Gemara doesn't explain, but Rashi quotes a Gemara in Masechtas Kedushin, where the Gemara says, what's the hesber and the machloikis between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer? Why did Rabbi Akiva darshan miloshan beged? And why did Rabbi Eliezer darshan miloshan bogged? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva holds yeshem lemikra. And in the world of mikra, bigdai works better with beged. Rabbi Eliezer holds Yeshem the Mesiris, and Bigdai works better with Bogod. Ayin Shom Mesechtes Kedushin Daf Yud Ches. But regardless, what comes out Lemaskana from that Machloikis is that Rabbi Eliezer doesn't hold Yeshem the Mikra. Rather, Rabbi Eliezer holds Yeshem the Mesiris. So how could you tell me the Pshan of Rabbi Eliezer in this Mishnah in Mesechtes Trumas that says that there's a mitzvah to watch even Truma that you have a suffix maybe Tomei? It's a Dindai Raisa Mishmer is Trumoisai. Trumoisai is a Lashon Rabbim. It's true the Kri is Trumoisai, but the Ksiv is Trumasi. And if Rabbi Eliezer Shita in Shas is that he holds that Yeshem Lemesiris, then how in our Sugya could Rabbi Eliezer say Trumoisai? L'chayra, it should be Trumasi. And the Gemara is persuaded by this argument. You're right. You can't say that the Hezbollah and the Machlaikis, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, and that Mishnah Masechtas Trumas is Yeshem Lemikri, Yeshem Lemesiris. What then is the Machlaikis? The Machlaikis is Rabbi Yeshua, Sabah Ru Lachashmar, Shain Ru Lachalaisishmar. Rabbi Yeshua holds that there's a mitzvah of Mishmeris Trumoisai. But think about it logically. Why is there a mitzvah to watch your truma? To make sure it doesn't become tameh. Here it might be tameh. So being that it might be tameh anyway, so why do you have to watch something from becoming tameh if it anyways might be tameh? Rabbi Eliezer Hanami Ruya Shem Yavi Levit Terena. Right, it's only maybe tameh. But then again, it might be tar. But the point is, what the Gemara is just trying to say is, you're right, the Machlekes Rabbi Eliezer Shua is not Yeshem Lemikri Yeshem Lemesiris, but it also has nothing to do with our mission. It has nothing to do with Masechtas Bechairis. It has nothing to do with a Bechair She'achzoi Dam. Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Yudah Mashmul, Halacha K'Rab Shimon. Rabbi Yudah said the name of Shmuel, that the Halacha is like Rab Shimon. Which Rab Shimon? So the truth is, there were two Reb Shimons right in the beginning of the sugya. There was Reb Shimon in the Mishnah, and there was Reb Shimon in the Braisa. Reb Shimon in the Mishnah said, regarding the Bechar She'achzoi Dam, it was the last line of the Mishnah, Reb Shimon Oimer, Yakiz, Afal Pishu Oisa Baimon. You're allowed to be Makiz Dam, even if it means that you're going to make a mum. Now the truth is, that was the sheet of the Chachamim in the Braisa, meaning they're not telling you, go Likatchila and make a mum, but you could be Makiz Dam, even in a place where there may be a mum. And no worries. You don't have to worry that maybe there's going to be a mum. It doesn't bother me. But in the Braisa, Reb Shimon added one piece. Reb Shimon said, "Af nishchat al oisei amum." And that was something that the Chum didn't agree with. Reb Shimon said, let's say you were makizdam to save the life of this Bechar. You did it in a makam shayse by mum, which Reb Shimon says you're allowed, even the Chum say you're allowed to do that. And now there was a mum. Worst case scenario. The mum that you were trying to avoid happened. Could I eat this Bechar now? Like I can eat a Bechar bal mum anywhere I want? Or not. The Chum said no. Rav Shimon said, af nishchat aloy se'amum, that's going to be okay. In other words, Rav Shimon saying two halachas. There's Rav Shimon in the Mishnah and Rav Shimon in the Braisa. The halacha Rav Shimon said in the Mishnah is that you could be makiz dam even in a place where you may make a mum. That halacha even the Chum will made the two. That's the Chachamim Shita in the Braisa. Then there's another thing Rav Shimon said in the Braisa. He didn't say it in the Mishnah. He said it in the Braisa, which is something the Chum didn't agree with. And that is, in the event that you made a mum, you're allowed to eat it. So when Rav Yudah said the name of Shmuel, Allah is called Reb Shimon, Maskef lo Reb Nachum bar Yitzchak, Hai Reb Shimon, Velcha Reb Shimon. Meaning, is Reb Shimon of the Mishnah? Is Reb Shimon in the Braisa? Zok the Gemara Gishma, Ilim Reb Shimon the Masnissin. Doesn't mean Reb Shimon in the Mishnah. Ad hashto lea Shmina Shmuel, Dova Shedim is Chavin Mutter, Gishmak. Says the Gemara, what's Pshat of Reb Shimon in the Mishnah? We never spoke this out. Why does Reb Shimon say in the Mishnah that you can be Makiz down wherever you want? You may be Oisam Mum. It says in the Torah, Chamum Layir, but you're not allowed to be Matabum Bekachim. It's Reb Shimon Lashitasa, who holds Dova Shedim is Chavin is Mutter. So being that you're not having Kavana to make a Mum, and it's not a Psychreisha apparently, so it's only a Dova Shedim is Chavin, Dova Shedim is Chavin is Mutter. But if that's the case, that's Pshana Reb Shimon, that's what the Gemara thinks, then why did Shmuel have to say that Allah is like Reb Shimon in the Mishnah? We know Reb Shimon holds Dova Shedim is Chavin is Mutter. Because Reb Chibar Ashi, Omer Rav Allah, Kurab Yehuda, Reb Chanan Bar Ashi, Omer, this is what we need, Omer Shmuel Allah, Kurab Shimon, Reb Chibar Abba Mas, Lord,
But we have two Shmuels who said already that halacha is like Reb Shimon. So why do I need Shmuel to tell me that halacha is like Reb Shimon in the Mishnah B'chayre Islam and Gimel Lamed Beis? This Reb Shimon is Mer Nit Reb Shimon L'shitasai, who holds Davar She'en Mitzchav in his Mutter. And we know Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon that Davar She'en Mitzchav in his Mutter. Says the Gemara, Elo Reb Shimon de Brai. So you have to say that when Shmuel walked into Beis Medrash and he said, Rabbi Sam, I'm going to tell you a chiddush, that lach is like Reb Shimon, he was telling the Olam something they didn't know. It's true, they knew that their Rebbe Shmuel held like Reb Shimon that Davar She'en Mitzchav in his Mutter. But they didn't realize this Haysafa, even like Reb Shimon in the Brai. What's the Haysafa in the Brai? That even if you accidentally are Oysamum, you're still going to be able to eat it. In contrast to the Chachamim that say that in the event that you're Oysamum, you can't eat it. Rav Sheshet Brady, Rav Yidi Masal of Ahedya, says the Gemara. Rav Sheshet Brady said in Mefurish, Om Rav Yidam HaShmuel, Halach Rav Shimon de Braisa. So the first Messiah was Halach Rav Shimon. Which Rav Shimon? This is Mefurish. Halach Rav Shimon de Braisa. So before we go weiter, we have over here the Sugya of Yesh'im Lemikra. And the truth is that this sugya of Yeshem Lemikro, Yeshem Lemesiris, is something that comes up a lot, and I think it's kedai to just mention one ha'ara, two ha'aras. But the first ha'ara we've spoken about, but the aim based medrash below Kiddush, and that is the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tafresh Yud Gimel. The context over there is, and we've spoken about this Barichos, now it's just Bekitzer, that the Michas Chinuch brings the Chiddush of the Shagas Aryeh, who says that even though the 613th Mitzvah in the Torah is Mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah, but the Shagas Aryeh said that that Mitzvah is not Noyig Bizman Hazeh. Why not? He says, because the Rambam says that in order to write be mekayim the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, you have to write a kosher Sefer Torah. If somebody would hire a sofer, he would sit down by himself, write a Sefer Torah, and the Sefer Torah would be possible, he wouldn't be mekayim the mitzvah. You're only mekayim mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah if it's a kosher Sefer Torah. Based on that, said the Shagas Aryeh, this Gemara Masechtes Kedushin, Daf Lamed Omer Aleph. The Gemara over there says, Lama Nikru Rishonim Sofer. Why were the Rishonim, referring to the Tanoim, called Seifrim, Shayu Seifrim Kala Oisiyah Sheva Torah, because they used to count the letters in the Torah. Shahayu Oimrim, they used to say, Vav de Gichain, the letter Vav in the word Gichain, in Parsha Shmini, is Chetzion Shal Oisiyah Shal Sefer Torah. It's the midway point of all the Oisiyahs of the Sefer Torah. So if you count all the letters in the Sefer Torah, the midway point is the letter Vav of the word Gichain. Dorash, Dorash is Chetzion Shal Tevis. Vehis Galeach Shal Psukim, etc. etc. It says the Gemara, Boy Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef had a Shaila. Vav de Gichain. We're saying that the word, the letter Vav of the word Gichain is the midway point of all the letters in the Torah. That Vav itself, Mehai Gisa or Mehai Gisa? Which half is it? Is it the last letter of the first half? Or is it the first letter of the second half? On my way, so the Chevra told Rav Yosef, Nesi Sefer Torah v'minu. Why don't we bring a Sefer Torah? And why don't we count it? Mi lo yomer Rabbi Bar Bachana le'zazim isham ha'chevio Sefer Torah v'madam. There's precedence for that, says the Gemara. It's not going to work. You know why? Because amalahu inu, once upon a time, b'kiu b'chaseris v'yaseris. People knew precisely the letters of the Sefer Torah. They knew which word is supposed to be chaser, which is supposed to be male, and as a result, there was they understood the exact letters of the Torah. Thus, it was possible to go ahead and count. He says, "Anan loy bekiyina, we're not balking." Rabbi Yosef said, "I mean that we don't know all the letters in the Sefer Torah. There's no way for us to go ahead. So we're wasting our time. We can count, we can try, but it's not going to. It doesn't make sense because at the end of the day, we're not balking in chaseris." It says the Shagas Aryeh. The Rambam says that if you write a Sefer Torah and you mess up on one of the chaseris v'yaseris, you're not mekayim mitzvah k'siva Sefer Torah. So Zokta Shagas Aryeh to pasht the cheshbon. In order to be mekayim the mitzvah k'siva Sefer Torah, it has to be kosher. If you're missing in the chaseris v'yaseris, it's possible. The Gemara says in Kedushin Daf Lamed that in the times of Rav Yosef already, they didn't know the Chaseris V'Yaseris. We certainly don't know the Chaseris V'Yaseris. If that's the case, it's impossible to write a Kosher Sefer Torah. So it says the Shagas Aryeh, even though it's one of the mitzvahs in the Torah, but it's not a mitzvah that's Noyig Bizman Hazeh. The Mechas Chinuch says that he has a very big problem with this. He says, how could it be? He says, we know we have Mesoyer in everything. And certainly Mesoyer when it comes to how to do a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah in the Torah that we don't know how to do. Every mitzvah that's relevant, okay, maybe mitzvahs that are related to the Beis Hamikdash, we have a Beis Hamikdash, but anything that's nogea, something that we physically could do, we know how to do. Mitamo, we forgot the chseris v'yaseris, which came with a very expensive invoice. It came at the expense of not knowing how to write a Sefer Torah. Michas Chinuch says, I have a very big problem with that. He says, v'oy, it's clear in the times of the Tanoim, they were extremely proficient in Chseris V'Yaseris. Because you find throughout Shas, Yeshem L'Mikro, Yeshem L'Mesoyeris. What does that mean, Yeshem L'Mesoyeris? We're going to be Medayek, the way it's written. Pesukah is Pesukah. Sometimes it's written Chasu, sometimes it's written Mali. And there's Nafkimin is an Alach. That's the man that says, Yeshem Lemasaris. If you hold Yeshem Lemikro, we don't care how it's written. The Chaseris V'Yaseris don't interest me. What matters from a halachic standpoint is the way it's pronounced. But if you hold Yeshem Lemasaris, there's so many Jerushas Chazal that come from what? That come from Chaseris V'Yaseris. So if that's the case, Freik them in Chaschinuch, that it's clear in the times of the Tanoim, they knew these Chaseris V'Yaseris. Hence, the Shita in Shas of Yeshem Lemesiris says, Kash is Veloma Nishkach Bimeo Amayrab. Why was it forgotten? Kibimea Tanamboy Nishkach, Kimavur Mesar Hedron Daf Dalit. Gabi Yeshem Lemikro, Yeshem Lemesiris, Ayin Shom, Vedarshu Habrit Roshes, Vayin Shom Vetoises, is Vehech Nishkach Bimeo Amayrab. How in the world is it possible that this was forgotten in times of Amayrab? And because of this, Kash and Mechaschel says a very big Kiddush. He says, must be there's two dinim, a brisket teretz. There's two types of Chaseris Vyaseris. There's Chaseris Vyaseris where it impacts the word, or at the very least, the drusha that you'd be able to extract from the word. And then there's chaseris v'yaseris, where it has no impact on the world. So for example, pasukos, whether it should be mole or chaser, makes a difference. It makes a difference in the drushas, in the Gemara Masechta Sukkah, of how many walls a kosher sukkah has to have. Even though it's pronounced pasukos, regardless of whether it's written with a vav or without a vav, but in the manda amar was yeshem lemesiris, it makes a difference. That type of a chaser and a yeser, there's no way anybody forgot, says the Michal Skinov. Which chaseris v'yaseris did the Gemara say Masechta Sukkah Kedushah not loy b'kiyin? That's referring to chaseris where it has no impact on the word. For example, the word aharon. Aharon could be moli chaser. Aharon could be aleph hey resh vav endanon. Or it could be without a vav. There's no drush in the world that you can darshan. I'll be nigla anyways, from the word aharon. Aharon is the name of Aharon HaKoyen. So what are you going to take from the word Aharon? So being that has no bearing in halacha, those chaseris v'yaseris could be the Tanam never knew. Those chaseris v'yaseris, we didn't need the Mesorah for. Because those chaseris v'yaseris don't have any impact on halacha. When the Rambam says that a Sefer Torah that's missing one of the chaseris v'yaseris, it's going to be possible. That's if it's missing one of the chaseris v'yaseris, that impacts the halacha. But if it doesn't impact the halacha, it doesn't matter. So true, the Gemara says, Masechtas Kedushah Nan al Bikim chaseris v'yaseris, that's the chaseris v'yaseris that don't impact halacha. Being that they don't impact halacha, there was no Mesorah on it. It was forgotten, unfortunately. And as a result, they couldn't count the letters. You didn't know if the Vav of the Gichan was there or here, because we don't have the whole cheshbon of all the Chaseris V'Yaseris. But as relates to Mitzvah's Ksiva Sefer Torah, the Chaseris V'Yaseris that you need to be able to write a Kosher Sefer Torah, Avada we have. And if we have those Chaseris V'Yaseris, Zogtim Mechaz Chinuch, Avada will be a Mitzvah B'Zman Aseh. And because of this Chiddush, the Mechaz Chinuch argues, with the Shagas Aryeh, and he says there is a mitzvah d'oraisa, even b'zman hazeh, to go ahead and write a Sefer Torah. Just to end with one ha'ara, and that is that the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos that Rabbi Akiva said, "Schoik v'kalas roish mar gilin le'erva, misoiris siogla Torah, maisris siogla oishen, nadarim siogla prishos, siogla chach mashtika." So almost everything in this Mishnah is pretty famous. "Schoik v'kalas roish mar gilin le'erva." Maestrus Yogla Osha, Asavishvil Shatasasha, right? Nidorim Siogla Precious. This is Nidorim 101. And Siogla Chach Mashtika, that everybody heard. Mesiris Siogla Torah. What does that mean? What does it mean? Mesiris is Siogla Torah. So if you take a look at Rabbeinu Yoina in his Pirish on Pirkei Avos, and the truth is, it's already in Rabbeinu Avadya Bartanura's Pirish on Pirkei Avos, and the Rav Bartanura, and Rabbeinu Yoina, the Mefarshe, HaMishnah all say, Mesiris means Chaseiros V'Yaseiros. That the Chaseiros V'Yaseiros are critical, they're crucial, they're Siog L'Torah. They literally protect the Torah. We need the Chaseiros V'Yaseiros. Without the Chaseiros V'Yaseiros, there's going to be some breach in the Mesirah of the Torah. So Mesiris, again, Chaseiros V'Yaseiros is Siog L'Torah. Meaning the word Mesiris is like the word Yeshem LeMesiris. What does Yeshem LeMesiris mean? The Chaseiros V'Yaseiros. You have to know not just how the word is pronounced. Mitavav, Anavav makes no difference in the world of Yeshem LeMikro. It matters in the Ksiv. So Mesiris, Miloshon Yeshem LeMesiris, is Yog L'Torah. I think this is very interesting. You know why? Because who said this Mishnah? Rabbi Akiva. Again, this is the week of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the one that said it. In our sugya, we just had a machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer, bevigdaiva or bevagdaiva, and the Gemara came out in cheshbon. Rabbi Akiva holds Yeshem lemikra. Rabbi Eliezer holds Yeshem lemesiris. Right? The Gemara thought first that the makart Rabbi Eliezer, that you have to watch. There's a mitzvah of mishmeris by truma. That's a suffix. Maybe tar. It's because it says trumaisa Yeshem lemikra. But the Gemara says not true because we have a machlokes with Rabbi Akiva. We Rabbi Eliezer holds Yeshem
l'misayres, and it's Rabbi Akiva over there that holds Yeshem l'mikro. Rabbi Akiva shita is Yeshem l'mikro, and the truth is, it's a diak in our sugya, but it's really a mafurish a gemara masechtes Sanhedrin daf dalad amin aleph. The gemara says, "Amr Rabbi Yisrael bar Yosi, Amr Rabbi Yoichanan, Rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda ben Royetz, ube Shammai, Rabbi Shimon." Rabbi Akiva, kulu sviril hu yesh ev l'mikra. So that's mefurish. We have a list of Tanoim who held yesh ev l'mikra, and one of those Tanoim is Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva sheet is yesh ev l'mikra. Lushi tasi right here in Bechayris, daf lamed dalet amed alef. Yet Rabbi Akiva is the one that said mesayris is siyag l'tayra. Yesh liyashet, it's just the ha'ar, a little bit of food for thought. Either way, zok the Mishnah right, that sayrim oizin v'bechar. If somebody made a mum in his bechar, a koyein who received a bechar tam, the halach is he has to take it to the Beis HaMikdash and bring it as a garben. If it would develop a mum kavua, then he'd be able to eat it wherever he wants. This koyein by himself went and was matal mum. Terrible thing. He was over kol mum lo yeba. The question is now what? Hareza lo yishchay deylamis divi Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer says we give this koyein a knas and we tell him you're never allowed to shech this animal. Even though it has a mum, some of the raisa for sure you're allowed to. It doesn't matter. You can never shech the sam. Chachamim oimrim noilad by mum achad yishchay dal. It's true. Right now, based on this mum, we're never going to allow you to shech it. But forever, if it develops a different mum, then based on the other mum that it developed, at that point you would be able to shech this. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the knas was that not only can't you benefit from the mum that you were matal, but you won't even be able to benefit if it develops another mum. That's a serious knas. According to the Chachamim, no. Noilad by mum achad yishchet. This one, no. But if it develops another mum, mechet teisina. Is this consistent with other shittas Rabbi Eliezer? Meaning, it sounds like Rabbi Eliezer's shita is that when we make a knas, we're not only going to make a knas on this specific thing, but the knas is la'ilam. I mean, I'll ask you a kasha. Misha oitzel baheres. Somebody had a baheres. He had a nega. V'niktzitza. And it was cut off. Rashi says, shalei neschaven l'katzitza. The halach is tar. He's going to be tar. Katzitza. If, however, he did it, the mischavin, let's say he went ahead with kavana and he removed it, Rebbe Eliezer says, l'kishe yivolid lo yinega achi yitare menu. If he did it with kavana, so there the halach is, he remains tameh, even though he removed the baharis. However, if he develops a new nega, at that point, he'll become tar from the first nega. The Gemara is going to explain all this. The Chachamim Ayimrim and the Chachamim say no, that even if he develops another nega, he still remains tameh, at shetifrach bekuloi, unless one of two things happen. Either this nega spreads throughout his body, or if the original Beheres, before he cut it off, was smaller than a gris. So what's going on? The halacha is if somebody has a Beheres, someone has a nega, he's tamei. It says in the Torah, you're not allowed to remove a Beheres. Yishomer, and Yishomer is a lashon of loisaseh. So it says in the Torah, you're not allowed to remove a Beheres. So one of the mekoyres tasei doicha loisaseh is if a child is born and there's a Beheres on his arla. And the question is, could you do the mitzvah of Milo or not do the mitzvah of Milo? The Gemara says you could do the mitzvah of Milo. Because the asay of Milo is doicha, the lois asay of removing a baheres. And that's one of the makaris to the concept of an asay doicha lois asay. But either way, there's an iser to remove a baheres. Now, if somebody removed a baheres, or the baheres was removed by itself, fashteitzach, the person's tar. How could it be taught me? There's no baheres anymore. Now, if a person has baheres, he's not supposed to remove it. He's supposed to follow the steps, go to a kayin, he's the proverbial doctor for this particular machla, and as a result, you wait for whatever the Torah says, he's a mitzayr, whatever, you're out with Pashas Tazri, mitzayr, that's what you're supposed to do. But of course, it's common sense, if the Baharis is not there, the person's going to be tar. And that's really what this mission is saying. Misha Yisrael Baharis, v'nik tzitza tar. The question is, what if you did it b'kavana? You were over the loisase of removing the Baharis. You didn't go to the kai. Now what? So, midday raisa, avad yitar. Maisa, you don't have it. How can you be tameh? The source of the tumas of the baharis, you don't have the baharis. However, midrabanan, there's going to be an issue. What's the halacha? So Rabbi Eliezer says, you remain tame, despite the fact there's no tumah. There's no source that you don't have the baharis until you develop a new baharis. When you develop a new baharis, at that point, you're going to be pashit, you develop a new baharis. As soon as that happens, you become tar for the second one. Then you'll be tar from the first one as well. Because the assumption is that the tahira of the second one would have anyways been matire you from the first one. Although the Gemara is going to have another tzad in what Rebbe Eliezer means. But that would be the pashim shah. So therefore, you're going to be okay. The Chachamim say, no.
that once you remove a baharis, you're tame forever. The halacha is that even if you develop a second baharis and you become tar from the second baharis, it's not going to undo you. There is a way out, but that's halacha mesachtes nagon. We don't need that for right now. But the point is, as it relates to the ikur takana, Rabbi Eliezer said, you're only going to remain tame until you develop a new nega. According to the chachamim, you're going to remain tame forever. What's the Gemara's kasha? It seems to be a steer in Rabbi Eliezer. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer said, if someone's matal mum in his bechor, harezel lo yishchet olamis. We don't say that when it develops a new mum, then it anyways would have been mutar b'achila, so now it's going to be okay. Once you did something wrong, it's going to be a problem forever. When it comes to removing a baharis, we say, Rabbi Eliezer Shita is, that you're only going to remain tameh ad sheyivalid lo nega achar. But once you develop a new nega, and you become tahar from it, at that point you anyways would have been tahar. So then we say, I don't care anymore about the original nega. Doesn't it seem to be a steer, Rabbi Eliezer? Is Rabbi Eliezer koines oilamis, or is he not koines oilamis? Look, tomorrow, Rabbi Yezer, Dami Travayu, they said a chilek. He koines Rabbi Eliezer ben mamoina, but gufay koines. You have to say there was a chilek between mamoina and gufay. The Mishnah is talking about the koines' money, his bechor, his animal. The Mishnah, Mesechtes Negaim, is talking about the person's body. There must be a difference between the way Rabbi Eliezer views knas when it comes to your mamon versus when it comes to your guf. What's the svara? So the svara really has nothing to do with mamon and guf. Says the Gemara, mamonoi ikilam eber da'asi l'mevad, gufoi mi ikilam eber da'asi l'mevad. When it comes to mamon over there, you could say that the reason Rabbi Eliezer felt we have to give you a knas forever is because he felt if he wouldn't do that, there was a risk that a person would try to be matal mum b'kachim. The reason is he would feel, what's his downside? I'm going to be matal mum b'kachim. Hopefully that means I'll be able to eat my bechor right now. Obviously this is not a good guy because he's doing something he's not allowed to do. But we're worried about this person. So he's going to go and he's going to be matal mum in his bechor thinking that he could eat it now. What's the worst case scenario? They're going to tell him, sorry, it doesn't work. What then do I need to do? Wait until he gets another mum. So he's not worse off than he was previously. Had he not been matal mum, he was in a situation where he has to wait until a mum develops. He doesn't want to bring it as a carbon, clearly. So he has to wait until it develops a mum. He'll try to be matal mum. If it doesn't work, you're going to tell him, wait until it develops a mum. So he lost nothing by making his attempt to try to be matal mum. So Rabbi Eliezer said, what kind of knas is that? Knas means you have to disincentivize somebody. You have to give him some risk. You have to tell him, you want to do this? Well, listen, just do it at your own risk. Because if we catch you, this is what's going to happen. I'm going to be back at step one. Risk means that I'm going to lose it. He has nothing to lose. Because if you tell him what the Chachamim are telling him, is that if you're matal mum, you can't use it. Wait until it develops a mum. Okay, so I'm back at square one. Nothing changed. So therefore, Rabbi Eliezer felt, we need to disincentivize him, give him some real downside from being matal mum. And the way we do that is by telling him that if you're matal mum and we find out, you're never going to be able to shech this. Now the person's going to have to look both ways before he crosses the street, right? Before he does this, because he understands that he's really assuming some risk. But when it comes to your guf, could you say that? A person can't control the nega on his guf. I mean that he can't control the nega on his guf. So if you tell a person that if you remove the nega, you're going to be tummy until you develop another nega, this person has a problem, because maybe he'll never develop another nega. So that's enough of an incentive or a disincentive to make sure that he's not going to go ahead and do it. Either way, that was what Rabbi Rav Yosef said to be miyashiv, this apparent contradiction in Rabbi Eliezer's shita, more Rabbi Eliezer's hashkafa of when it comes to imposing knas. Do you make the knas olamis or do you not make the knas olamis? Oh, my Rava commented. He said, Rabbi Eliezer, kasha, the rabbanon, the rabbanon, like kasha. It's a very nice teretz to answer the steer in Rabbi Eliezer. But lechura, we had a stira in the rabbanon as well, because rabbanon say just the opposite. The rabbanon in the Mishnah said that as it relates to someone being matal mum, the takana is until it develops a new mum. And when it comes to the baharis, there the chachamim say he's going to be tamei forever if he removes the nega, which is hepech hasvara. So how are you going to answer the stira in the rabbanon? So the gemara says, Ella, the Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer, like kasha kedushanin. The teres to the stira of Rabbi Eliezer is what we just said. Rabbanon, the rabbanon, nami like kasha, hach b'mai da'ovad kansua, hach b'mai da'ovad kansua. A very nice svara. Hach b'mai da'ovad b'mai ichavin l'mishari b'hai mumu. B'hai mumu kansua rabbanon. In our Mishnah, what did the person do wrong? He was matal mum. That was the Avera. He was matal mum. He wasn't supposed to be matal mum. He went ahead and he was matal mum. So what are we going to do? The Rabbanon say, the way I view the knas, the gedder of the knas is that act of being matal mum, we take away from him. Meaning, even though matal mum is something that should be matter an animal, being that it was done by Isser, the knas is that you can't benefit from being matal mum. Okay, so the knas is the bahay mum aloy lishterilet. But if it develops another mum, there's no reason it shouldn't be mutter. That's why the rabbanon and our mishnah say there's no knas forever. In our mishnah masechtas nego, we do the same thing. We say that what you did wrong, you can never benefit from. What did this person do wrong? He removed the baharis and objective was to become Torah by removing the Baharis. By Ketzitza, because Rabbanu said that Ketzitza is over. If you can never benefit from that Ketzitza, you're going to be Tommy forever. Because if you can't benefit from that Ketzitza, you're always going to have to view it as if that Nega is there. So really, in the Rabbanu, it's a more Lumdish Sfar. Rabbi Elias, it's a little bit more practical. It's all about incentives and disincentives and cost-benefit analysis and risk-reward ratios. But as it relates to the Shita, the Chachamim, it's more Lumdish. It's more the Gedder of the Knas. Is that here you a matal mum, so we take away the benefit of the matal mum. Okay, so this mum I can't benefit from. Another mum I could benefit from. Over here, what was the avera? What did I do wrong? I removed the nega. We take away the act of removing the nega. That means the nega's always going to be here. If the nega's always going to be here, and really it's not here, so you can't remove it, but you have to make believe it is here. So it's back in the envelope arithmetic. You're just going to be tummy forever. There's no way around that. So to Gemara, yiter tanan, oyvi yiter tanan. Rabbi Eliezer's shita was that if somebody removes a nega bikavana, the halacha is he's not tummy forever. Rabbi Papa wasn't sure what the right gear from Rabbi Eliezer was. Is it yitar or is it vidyitar? What's the difference? Just push it. Yitar sounds like as soon as he develops another nega, he's going to be tar. Viyeter sounds like when he develops another nega and becomes tar from the other nega, then it'll be tar from the original nega as well. Says the Gemara, man afkemina. What difference does it make? Meaning, Mamanav Shach is not going to be tar until he becomes tar from the new nega. The question is, does he have two negam or one nega? Meaning, if the only way the person can be tar from the first nega is when he develops another nega, when he develops another nega, then he's tame. So it doesn't matter if he becomes tar from the first nega when he becomes tar from the second nega or when he just develops the second nega. At the end of the day, he's going to be Tahar Mamanav Shach because he'll be Tahar Machmas, the second Nega. So what difference does it make? Zach the Gemara, very geshmak and nafkemino. The nafkemino would be L'chosson Shinira by Nega. It would be Negei Chosson that had, now we go into the Mishnah, Chosson Shinira by Nega. This too is a Mishnah, Mesach this Negoim. Noisle Zayin Yom. We wait till he finishes Sheva Brachas before we inspect the Nega. And this is based on Halacha, we'll see this soon in the raid. This is based on a Halacha that the only time a person becomes a Metzayra, whether it's a bias, is if a kohen says that he's a metzayer. But if a kohen doesn't paskin that this nega is a nega, he doesn't, even you can't self-diagnose yourself when it comes to nega. You have to hear it from a doctor and a kohen. And unless the kohen says that this is an issue, the halacha is, it's not considered a nega. And for that reason, we have a little leeway when it comes to maybe letting a person who might have a nega not know yet that he has a nega. A chosan. It's during his Shiva Yimei HaMishnah, it's during his Sheva Brachas, so we don't want to shter the simcha. So we say, we'll wait until after Sheva Brachas, and then you make an appointment, and the doctor, the kohen in this case, is going to decide, he's going to determine what exactly is going on. So chosan, shenir nepei nega, nois loy, zayin yom, and loy, uli itztalis, oy luxus. Same is true for his beged, the chimber regel, on yontif. If someone has a questionable nega on yontif, he doesn't go to the kohen. Nois and loy, kol yomei haregel, says the Gemara. I'm read yitter tanan, here's the nafkamino. If the halacha is according to Rabbi Eliezer, that if somebody had a nega, he removed it, he becomes tall. He's tame, midirabara, until he develops a new nega. But as soon as he develops a new nega, he becomes tar from the original nega. Zok to Gemara, chidish, mikamaisa tarle. The brisa naturally is ayimei mishnah. So what happens if when he developed the second nega, it was yontif? Or when he developed the second nega, he was a koyein. Else the second nega, he's going to be tahar. Because we don't make somebody tame during his sheva brachas or during yontif. But at the same time, he had a new nega. And being that he had a new nega, that's enough in Rabbi Eliezer's world to remove the knas and to be metairim from the original nega. So it's going to come at his tar. But if the halacha is that he's going to remain tamei from the original nega until he becomes tar from the second nega, being that he never became tar from the second nega, see, you don't have the viyitar, he's still going to be tamei from the original nega. What's the halacha? Sok the Gemara, keiku, a geshmak and afkamino, whether it's yitar tanan or viyitar tanan. Again, what's the akimta? The akimta is, we're talking about someone that had a nega, he removed it bekavana, he was over the isidai raisa of removing a nega, then he developed a new nega, but when he developed a new nega, it was either yontif or he was a chassan and it was during his sheva brachas. The question is, according to Rabbi Eliezer, according to Chavim, this person is anyways tamei forever. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says that when the person develops the second nega, he becomes tahar. We remove the knas of the chachamim. Nachmas, the original one, in this instance, would he be tahar? Or would he not be tar? What happens if somebody made a mum in his bechar and then the person died? So the Mishnah said, knas, machlikz b'lezen chachamim, to the extent of the knas. But that's for sure that there's a knas. The question is, ma'u liktas b'nei achrov, in this case, when the person died, do the children yarshin the knas, or do they not yarshin the knas? When the father owned this bechar, he wasn't allowed to eat it. Now the father's not alive anymore. The father's the one that did the aver. So maybe the children shouldn't be bound by this knas. I'll show you some precedents from this different places in Shas where you find such an idea where father does an avera, the chachamim impose a knas, and we either do or do not say that the children are going to yashin the knas. First example is if somebody sells his eved knani to a non-Jew. So an Eved Kanani is chayv in mitzvah, it's like an isha. Lo mi isha. It's for that reason, if you sell an Eved Kanani to a non-Jew, the Chum are very disappointed at you. Because you're taking a person who's mechuyev in mitzvahs on some level, and you're putting him in an environment where it's going to be very challenging for him to keep Torah and mitzvahs. So it's for that reason, the halacha is, meicher avdei lovi kechav umumeis, kansu b'nai achrev. We cancel even his children. Meaning, we gave him a knas. What was the knas? It's a Gemara in Masechtas Gittin. The Kenaz says you have to buy the Eved back up to 10 times its value. You have to overpay ridiculously to bring him back into a Yiddish Ishtib. The halach is that if the father sold his Eved to a non-Jew and then he died, we forced the children to do the same thing. Now, children didn't sell him, the father sold him. There you see clearly the children yashin the knas. But the Gemara says that there's a svara to say that. Because every day that this Eved Kanani is in the non-Jew's house, something bad is happening. So being that the outcome, the toitzah, the chalois of the avera, is something that survives the father's death, it makes sense then that we should carry over the knas onto the children. So that's not a good sushta, because in our case, there's no shaykhis. In our case, the father made the mum, nothing bad's happening now. The bad thing happened already. So who said the children should have to yarish in this knas? In Tim Sulaim, another example, keep him, the halach is if somebody makes up, he sets his appointments on chalomoid, so he should go ahead and do work then. So the Chachamim impose the knas, and we don't allow you to do the work. And even if it means you're going to lose money, which is usually a heter to do malacha on Chol HaMoed, but at the same time, if you make bekavana appointments, so to speak, for your work to be done on Chol HaMoed, in that case, we go ahead and we make a knas. So what happens if somebody was mechavan to do malacha on Chol HaMoed, and then he died, and now the children, do they have to take this financial loss? Really, there's ways to go do the work or do something, and like this, you won't have to take the loss. Now, the father, the Chum made a knas, but the father's not alive anymore. We're handling the children anyways. So yes or no? So there the halacha is like kansu b'nei achrav. It's a mefurish halacha. We don't kansu. But there too says the Gemara, it's not a tzush dal tas, because over there, mishum of the isura, there was no avera ever done. What was the avera at the end of the day? The person had in mind to do malacha on Chol HaMoed. Machshav v'ra in HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarev l'maisa. Nothing bad happened. Being that nothing bad happened, why cancel the children? Right? Children didn't do anything wrong, and the father also never really did anything. But over here, the father was matam u'mekachim. So maybe over here, the children should yarshin it. Zokta Gemara, hachamai, l'di dey kansu rabbanon. So what's the crux of the question? Was the knas a knas on the gavra? And if that's the case, Valdesha, the gavra's not alive anymore. Or was the knas on the chetza? The knas was on the bechar. The bechar is still around. I'll bring you a raya. Somebody was doing work in his field on Shemitah. Now you're not allowed to do work. But what he did was the end of the Shemitah year. He knew in the beginning of the Shana Shminas, he's going to be able to start plowing. So he's going to clean up his field from a whole year. Like this, he's going to prepare it for the work that he has to do. So the halacha is, if all he did was clean it, no, we don't care so much. Tizar le matzayi shvis, we let him do work matzayi shvis. Ni taivo or ni daire, but let's say he did real work. He fertilized it. Rashi says he did a mochashiv type of work. Loi tizar matzayi shvis, we give him a knas. Vamer Rabbi Asi bar Rabbi Yisrael Chanina Nachtinon etivu meis benoy zayra. That what happens if a person prepared it in the mochashiv way and then he died? We don't impose the knas on the children. Almi see from mil they kanser rabban or the brayla kanser rabban. This the Gemara thinks is direct tushtal to our sugya, and you see from here the lumnus that when the chavim imposed the knas, they imposed it on the garva, they didn't impose it on the chavts. Amra abaya noktina tima tahiris umeis. If someone's metamis somebody else's tahiris,
So ordinarily, if somebody's mazik somebody else, there's a concept of Yerusha, where a person doesn't just yarshin assets, he yarshins liabilities as well. So in this case, if the father was a mazik, the children would potentially have a chiyuv to pay their father's hezek. But if the hezek was, he was metame tairis, like konsi rabban, why not? My time, hezek sheni nikolosh me hezek. Because if someone's metame tairis, it's not a hezek deiraisa, because it's hezek sheni nikr. And even though it's mandam of the whole hezek sheni nikr, shme hezek, it's only midrabbanon, so it comes out, it's a knas de rabbanon. Likidei konsi rabbanon, libre like konsi rabbanon, and this is l'shitasa to our sugya, that all knasis the rabbanon were imposed as iser gavra, not as iser chetza. The nafkamina is, if the person dies and now we're handling the children, in that case, there's not going to be a knas. So just to conclude, with one festa ha'ara, akasha from the mincha, from the Pnei Yeshua, akasha from the Pnei Yeshua, it's in Perek Besul Anissus, in the beginning of Masechtas Ksubas. We mentioned that a chasson shenira by nega noisn loy zayin yomim loy udlitzdalisoy ulektusay v'chem berega. So if it's yontif and somebody has a shiley, might have an error, really looks like a nega, you don't go to the kohen. You don't go to the kohen. The kohen, if he sees it, will not tell you that it's a nega, because on yontif a kohen doesn't paskin a gun. And the same is true as it relates to a chasson shenira by nega. If it's during shever brachas, it's during his shivat yemei hamishta, he's not going to tell the person that he has a nega. This Mishnah in Masechtas Nega'im, which is brought very bekitzer, right here in our Gemara, is brought a little bit more by Arucha in Masechtas Ma'ikatan, Dav Zayin Amad Beis. The Gemara over there is discussing this halacha. Halacha that everybody knows. That the only time a person could become Tamei through a nega is if a Kohen said he's Tamei. The Kohen's diagnosis is what creates the mitzvah. That's what makes it tuma. That's what makes this person tuma. Says the Gemara, the meimer the b'kayin tayle milsa. Gemara says it. How do you know that? And the Gemara brings two makaris. We learned in a brayso. It says ubiyoyim hera isboy. Yesh yoyim sha'ata roya boy. Vyesh yoyim she'ata roya boy. Mikan amru chasan shenayla by nega noisin loyim zayin yemei mishta loyu lebeisu l'ksusay v'chein beregel noisin loyim shivis yemei haregel. Divi Rabbi Yehuda says Rabbi Yehuda, you know the makar that a kayin determines. He creates the reality of Nagan. It's this halacha. Because you see from this halacha that if it's yontif or it's a chasin, he doesn't, what do you mean, doesn't become Tommy? Either he has a nega or he doesn't have a nega. What does that mean? Because it's during his Sheva Brachas. Or because it's yontif. Elamai, you see from here that it's only a nega if a kayin says so. And there's a musik of a kayin not saying so. But the point is, this halacha is good for the makar. The bekayin talya milsa. Rabbi Yoimer, Rabbi says, ain't it tzarech. I have a more pashta makar. It says, v'tziva ha-koyin ufinu es ha-bayis. We spoke about this many times. Before the koyin would determine that a bias is, and he would tell the oilam, he says, remove everything from the house, and then I'm going to paskin. Why? Because once the koyin paskins that the bias is a mitzayra, everything in the house is going to become tame. So the koyin would say, first remove everything, even the klicheres, toiru chasam, and when you saw this is one of two makaris to this halacha, he would say, remove everything from the house, and then have, but what do you see from here? Again, b'koyin talya milsa. Because if it's not b'koyin talya milsa, what do you mean? If the house is tame, then everything that's in the house is anyways going to be tame. So you see that, so Rabbi Yehuda said the makar is from ubiyoyim herois, from the halacha of chasin shenoy lo by nega, or someone that had a nega on yontif. Rabbi said it's learned out from v'tzinoa tziba koyin ufinu asabai. Says the Gemara, my benayo. Sabai said there really is no nafkamina. Rava Amar, Rava said no. Dvar harishos ikabeinayo. There's going to be a tremendous nafkamina. The nafkamina is going to be, if let's say a koyin wants to delay the psak, the diagnosis of the nega for something frivolous, for a dvar harishos. According to Rebbe, that the makar is v'tzivah koyin ufinu asabayis, you see that even for klicheres, even to save somebody's money, will delay it. Now, the pasuk over there is referring to the nega of abayis. Rebbe shtel datsu to nigei adam as well, which is more chomer incidentally. So you see that even for nigei adam, Rebbe was of the opinion that even for something like saving klicheres, we're willing to push it off. Rebbe Yehuda was talking about a dvar mitzvah. He's talking about sheva brachas. He's talking about simchas yontif. So for simchas yontif, sheva brachas, there you see an idea of pushing it off. They both have a makar that it's totally in the kayin. The question said Rava, or the nafkamina would be, could a kayin push it off deliberately for a dvar rishos? By a bias, for sure. That's for tzivah kayin ofinu as a bias. But Rebbe that said that that's also the makar for nigei adam. So you see, he held that even by nigei adam, you could push it off for a dvar rishos. Rebbe Yehuda, who said it's learned out from the chosin and from yontif, that's dvar mitzvah. So if that's dvar mitzvah, could be, you're not going to have a makar. Freak the Pnei Yeshua, a bumbakasha. He blives sarachin on this kasha, but before the kasha, a little bit of a hakdama. We're all familiar with the minig Yisrael of Sheva Brachas. So after Chasana, 7 days. Chasam is the first day, but the 7 days of Sheva Brachas. Now, the truth is that the word Sheva Brachas doesn't mean 7 days of parties. Sheva Brachas means seven brachas. Those brachas you say even under the chuppah. It's the Brichas Chasanim that the Gemara talks about in the sugyas, the calm before the storm, right before Pesach Pesuch Matzase. So it's the last sugyas in Masechtes Ksuvis in the first parak. But regardless, the Sheva brachas really means the brachas that you say under the chuppah. But the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbana, Mevarchim Brichas Chasanim Ba'asara Kol Shiv. That 7 days, you have an obligation to go ahead and to make... say the Sheva Brachas. So we mistakenly, it's not a mistake, it's just a little bit of a misnomer. We refer to the seven sudois, or the 7 days, as the seven brachas, where really the seven brachas are not related so much to it. You have the Sheva Brachas under the chuppah as well. The Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch paskens this halacha. Again, everybody knows this. It's in Eben Ezer, Simen Samech Dalet, Sivkot and Aleph. Hanoyse Besulo, Tzorech Lismay Achim Shiva Yomim. What does that mean? Shlo Yasim Melacha. Vlo Yisav Yitim Beshok, Elo Oichel Vashoyse Vesomei Achim, Beinam Hu Bachar, Beinam Hu Almen. The only criteria is that the girl has to be a Besulo. If the girl's not a Besulo, there's no Sheva Brachas. What if the girl's not a Besulo? Hanoyse Sa Beulo, Tzorech Lismay Achim Shloyshe Yomim. Bein Bachar, Bein Almen. V'yesha Yimrim, the Bachar, Shenasa Beulo. If he's a Bachar, even if she's a Beulo, Tzorech Lismay Achim Ima Shiva Yom. But regardless, the Halacha and Shulchan Aruch of Shiva Yom, what we know as Sheva Brachas, the makar to that is a Gemara Masechtes Ksubis, Daf Zayin Amadeus, Birchas Chasanim is not only under the chuppah, but Birchas Chasanim is for Shiva Yom. What the Gemara doesn't say is what the makar is to this. It's not a pasuk in the Torah. So what's the makar to Sheva Brachas? The makar is in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that Moshe Rabbeinu was misakin 7 days of Avelos, and Moshe Rabbeinu was misakin the Sheva Brachas. The Rambam, in the beginning, Rambam Ishus and a Rambam Hilchos Avol. Noshim and Shoiftim. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Avol, he's discussing Hilchos Avelos, and he mentions that Avelos is 7 days, and then at the end of Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, so ironically, where does the Rambam bring Sheva Brachas, or the Makar to Sheva Brachas? He brings it in the first Halacha in Hilchos Avelos. So Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam is discussing the Halacha of Avelos, says the Rambam that Avelos is 7 Shoiftim. That Avelos is 7 days. He says, and not only is Avelos 7 days, but there's a halacha that after somebody gets married, there's Shivas Yimei Amishta as well. And what's the makar to it? He says, the Rambam, quoting this Yerushalmi, that it was mitakonas Moshe. Afal pisha nemar, u'moshe Rabbeinu tikin lehem liyisrael, Shivas Yimei Avelos, the Shivas Yimei Amishta. So, the Rambam's quoting this Yerushalmi. The makar is, it was a takona of Moshe Rabbeinu. So, yesh lachka. A takana of Moshe Rabbeinu. Is that the Iraisa? Or is that the Rabban? Meaning, if Moshe Rabbeinu was mitzvah something, Vaidaber Hashem al Moshe, Leimar, go tell Klal Yisrael, any tzivui of Moshe is the Iraisa. That's almost by definition what a the Iraisa is. So a mitzvah that was mitzvah al Yidei Moshe Rabbeinu, that is a the Iraisa. What about a takana? Moshe Rabbeinu made a takana. It doesn't sound like this was part of Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai. It sounds like Moshe Rabbeinu made a takana. You find a lot of Nevi'im make takanas, right? The Gedolim Meyetzes will sometimes make takanas. Throughout the Doris, there were the Rabbanans, the Raises, and Chumras and things. These were takanas. Moshe Rabbeinu was a manik in Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu had a din of a melech. So Moshe Rabbeinu made a takana. Moshe Rabbeinu's takana. Is that like any other takana? Where the takana is going to be Mernit, the Rabbanan? Because it's merely a takana of the manik Hadar, of an Adam Gadol. Or maybe Moshe is different. Being that the Torah is the Torah's Moshe, and Moshe Rabbeinu's Sivuyim with Deiraisas, so maybe Moshe Rabbeinu's Takonos are going to be Deiraisas as well. Listen to Lashoni Azov Shal Rambam. This is in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in the Shoyrish HaRishon. Says the Rambam, V'kvar hisboer, shekol ma shetiknu hanaviyim aleyem ha-sholoyim, she'omdu acham Moshe Rabbeinu, who gam came with the Rabbana. Any Takona that any one of the Navi made, after Moshe Rabbeinu has a dinder rabbanan, and he says, "I'll prove it to you." The beer on b'shoshet tikin shleima erevin v'yodayim. Moshe Rabbeinu shleima melech was masakin erevin. He was also masakin etil sadam. Yotza baskov amru chacham b'ni v'som achlibi. Says the Rambam. So it comes out that erevin and etil sadam is takon of shleima melech. Ubiru b'koymes acherim she erevin the rabbanan. We find throughout Shas that erevin's the rabbanan, and etil sadam we find is with the very soifer. It brings us to Mishnah. Kvar nisbar she kol masha tiknu acham Moshe tiknu rabbanan. So you see a takon of Shloimeh HaMelech, even though it was one of the Nevi'im, doesn't matter. That kind of Shloimeh HaMelech is a din de Rabbanan. But what's the Rambam's lashon?
V'kvar hisboir shekol ma shetiknu anavim she'amdu achar Moshe who gamke. So what does the Rambam mean? He means anything that any Navi did after Moshe Rabbeinu is Durabanan, meaning after Moshe, because in Moshe Rabbeinu's world there were Dairaises. After Moshe, everything is only going to be Durabanan. But Enochinami, a takana that Moshe Rabbeinu himself also made, maybe would also be Midrabanan. Or the way it's a little bit more mashma, that a takana of Moshe Rabbeinu is also going to be Dairaisa. It's only Kol Mashetiknu Hanevim Acha Moshe Rabbeinu Hu Midrabanan. But a takana of Moshe Rabbeinu is really going to be Midrabanan. Is a little bit of a mashmois in this Rambam that a takanas Moshe is maybe going to be Dairaisa. Stating that, the Ramban in a Sefer HaMitzvahs, and this is in Shayrish Hasheni, just one excerpt. If you have a Shapsi Frankel Rambam, so it's Omid Peivav. Vafilu takonoisov shel Moshe Rabbeinu olav hashalom. Atzmoy midrabanan hem. He's talking about the takonas anavim. And toichtvar he throws in, even the takonah that Moshe Rabbeinu made is going to be midrabanan. K'moshe amru, Moshe tikalim shivasim ha-mishta v'shivasim ha-havelos v'hei midrabanan. And he says, I know that's midrabanan. You know I know that? Because I know for a fact that Avelis is Midrabanan. Because everyone knows Halachic Divrei HaMeikel when it comes to Hilchas Avah. How could Halachic be Divrei HaMeikel if it's a parish of the Dairaisa? Must be it's a parish of the Rabbanan. But the point is, it says the Ramban that the Takana of the Nevi'im were all Midrabanan. Even the Takana of Moshe Rabbeinu, even that is also going to be Midrabanan. But the point is, a Takana of Moshe Rabbeinu, do we look at it as a Dairaisa or do we look at it as a Dirabanan? Now the truth is, there's many Takanas of Moshe Rabbeinu. This is not the only one. Kriyas HaTorah, Moshe, Tikkunem L'Yisrael, Shiyu, Shoylem, V'Darshin, V'Hilchas HaChag, Shloishim Yoyim, the first bracha of Berchas HaMazon, Berchas HaZon, Moshe, Tikkunem L'Yisrael, Berchas HaZon, when he didn't get the money, he said, say Berchas HaZon, and even though Berchas HaMazon is Dairaisa, but the matbeh of the bracha, the nusach of the bracha is only Midrabanan. So maybe, but the point is that Takonas Moshe, Dairaisa or the Rabbanan, L'may Nafkimina, as it relates to our sugya, Sheva brachas, Sheva brachas dairaisa, Sheva brachas derabanan. If you hold that a takonas Moshe is a derabanan, like the takonas of all the other nevim, as I is mefurish in the Ramban, then it should come out that Sheva brachas is only going to be with the derabanan. But if this diak in the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs is a diak, that it's mashma only the takonas of the nevim she'amdu achar Moshe, but any takona of Moshe Rabbeinu really has a dinah dairaisa, that it would come out that Sheva brachas really should be a mitzvah dairaisa. Now the truth is, when it comes to this shayla, is Sheva brachas dairaisa or Sheva brachas derabanan? So we have a geshmaka nidoin over here. It's tolian how you look at takonas Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu, on the one hand, is the Dairaisa, but then again, his takonos maybe are viewed differently. Maybe they're viewed as a Rabbanan, and we have a little smach to that from a Deek in the Rambam, in the Shayr Sharishan, in Sefer HaMitzvahs. But the Marim Makim is really Rosh. The Rosh is in the first Perek of Mesechtes Ksubis, it's in Besul and Nitzis, it's Perek Aleph Simen Hey, and he brings from Rav Meir HaLevi Zal, who said, "The Yoim Aleph Shel Simchas Chosin Havi Dairaisa." The first day of Simchas Chasana, meaning the first day of the Chasana, someone gets married, so when this is Liyem Arvi, that next day is going to be a Shever Brachas Midday Raisa. Why? Because it says, B'yom Chasunasai, U'B'yom Simchas Libai. But everything that happens after that, that's already not going to be Dairaisa. What's he referring to? Yom Chasunasai, B'yom Simchas Libai. So of course he means the Pasuk that the Gemara Darshins, in the Sechtes Tainas, Senu Re'enu B'noi Tziyoi, Ba'melech Shloimo, Ba'atorah She'itra La'imoi, B'yom Chasunasai, B'yom Simchas Libai. Now granted, the Gemara Darshins, B'yom Chasunasai, is Mountain Torah, B'yom Simchas Libai, is Beis Ha'ivamim, but Eimik Re'yitzim Edeb Shutai. We're talking about a crown that Shloimo Melech's mother made for him, and the name is Chasana. And what does it say? B'yom Chasunasai, we have Simchas Libai. So it sounds like that Yom Chasunasa is Yom Simchas Libai. Bottom line is, we have a Mefurish Ramban, and we have a Rosh that Sheva Brachas is for sure Midrabanan. The Rosh was Mechadish that the first day, Yom Chasunasa, Yom Simchas Libai, brings it for a Meir HaLevi, that's going to be Midrabanan. As it relates to Sheva Brachas, only going to be Midrabanan. Freak the Pnei Yeshua, here's the Kasha. If that's the case, the Gemara said, the Rabbi Yehuda learns that the Makar, that Negam is Bekoyin Talia Milsa, is from Biyom Herois. What's the Yom Sha'at HaRoya? That's a regular day. What's the Yamshiyat Araya, a chasan during a Sheva Brachas, or on Yontif? And the Gemara said that Rabbi had a different makar. Rava said, what's the nafkimi between the two makaras? Dvar mitzvah or Dvar Rishos? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it has to be a Dvar mitzvah. So if that's the case, says the Pnei Yeshua, I'm partial reading the Gemara. The Gemara seems to say that if it's the fourth day Sheva Brachas, that a person has a shayla of a nega, he goes to the Kohen says, I'm not going to look. You know why? Because you have a mitzvah right now to be besimcha. And if you have a mitzvah to be besimcha, yeshem shatarayah, v'yeshem shiatarayah. Frank the Pnei Yeshua, bishloim of the mitzvah is a mitzvah deiraisa. So you could say that when the Torah said yeshem shatarayah, yeshem shiatarayah, it meant also sheva brachas. But if you're going to tell me that sheva brachas is not midayraisa, there's no way the Torah meant that. Because it's not even a mitzvah deiraisa. Simchus yontif, that's a mitzvah deiraisa. But this is not a mitzvah deiraisa. So Frank the Pnei Yeshua, if Rabbi Yehuda's makar is only true for Dvar Mitzvah. That's Rav and Mayukot and Dav Zayin and Bez. And the Gemara says, Yeshem Shatarai, Yeshem Shatarai, is chosen b'mei Sheva Brachas, then it's mefurish that Sheva Brachas is a mitzvah day raisa. Freit the Pnei Yeshua, it's a pella on the Rashi, but I'm sorry, and he has such a hard time with this kasha. Just tell you very quickly, the Keren Ayra, in Mesechtes Mayukot and Dav Chesam and Bez, he says a festa teretz. He says that even if the Rosh and the Rabban, everyone's working with the Rosh, that Sheva Brachas is only with the Rabbanon. But that's partially that Sheva Brachas has a makar in the Torah. It's a Rashi in Chumash. Parshas Vayetze, after Yaakov works for Rachel and then gets fooled by his shver, Lavan Aramid. So what happens? He ends up marrying Leah. And he says, what's going on over here? I thought I was marrying Rachel. So Lavan says, you know what? Don't worry about it. Mali Shvuah Zayis, wait a week. And then afterwards, you'll get Rachel. Why wait a week? Says Rashi, Shivasi Meah Mishnah. In fact, Yerushalmi says, this is the makar that Eimarv and Simcha B'Simcha. The Bavli and Maikot and Davches brings a different makar. This is the makar to Eimarv and Simcha B'Simcha. He had to wait. You see the Shever. So it says the Keren Ayre. The Pasuk doesn't mean it's a mitzvah. But Shever Brachas has a makar in the Torah. And being that Shever Brachas has a makar in the Torah, it's a dover that has a makar in the Torah. It's like a Dairaisa, says the Keren Ayre. That's the Teretz Pnei Yeshua's Kasha. We'll pick this up another day.